Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, November 17th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, the Financial Times reports that Apple is stepping up its succession planning efforts in preparation for Tim Cook to step down as CEO as soon as next year. The report cites several people familiar with the discussions inside Apple who told the Financial Times that Apple's board and senior executives have intensified preparations for Cook to step down after more than 15 years. John Ternus, Apple's senior vice president of hardware engineering, is still widely viewed as Cook's most likely successor, though the Financial Times cautions that no final decisions have been made. The Financial Times says that Apple is unlikely to name a new CEO before its next earnings report in late January. But an announcement early in 2026 would give Ternus and his new team time to settle in ahead of the busiest times of Apple's year, like WWDC in June and the iPhone launch in September. But while Apple has ramped up and intensified its succession planning for Tim Cook, the Financial Times says that the timing of any announcement could change. And speaking of Apple executive changes, last July, Apple announced that its longtime chief operating officer, Jeff Williams, would retire sometime in late 2025. According to Bloomberg, on Friday, he just clocked out for the last time. Jeff Williams' retirement has officially kicked in, and he is no longer part of Apple. Williams oversaw Apple's operations for a decade and had already stepped down as COO earlier this year, handing over the responsibility to Sabih Khan. Williams, however, stayed on at the company to help transition his other teams, including oversight of the Apple Watch and Apple Health. But now that those responsibilities have been divvied up between Eddie Q, Craig Federighi, and Sambal Desai, Williams has officially departed Apple and headed in to retirement. Next up today, Bloomberg reports that Apple has, quote, largely written off the Mac Pro. The Mac Pro was last updated in 2023 with the M2 Ultra chip, and there are no plans for a new update anytime soon. Bloomberg outlines that Apple's Mac Pro strategy doesn't look set to change anytime soon. Apple is no longer working on an M4 Ultra chip, and the Mac Pro that was slated to include that chip has also been canceled. This means that Apple's next high-end Apple Silicon chip will be the M5 Ultra, and it's only destined for the Mac Studio. This suggests that the Mac Pro won't be updated in 2026 in a significant way. Bloomberg says that Apple has largely shifted its internal focus to the Mac Studio, which it believes represents both the present and the future of Apple's professional desktop strategy. If you're looking for a reason to believe, the report doesn't explicitly say that Apple will never release a new Mac Pro, but that might be grasping at straws. As it stands right now, it's clear that the Mac Studio is the way forward for people who want the most powerful Mac possible. We're supported this week by CardPointers. CardPointers is available on iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and it's the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Most users save over $750 per year thanks to CardPointers. CardPointers gives you detailed tips and information about which card to use for which purchase to ensure you're earning the best and most rewards possible. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 50% on CardPointers as part of its early Black Friday sale, and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of the show. Rounding out today, it's been a whirlwind of a week for iPhone Air fans. First, the information reported that Apple had indefinitely delayed the second generation iPhone Air due to lower than expected sales. The next day, a separate report said the iPhone Air 2 had actually just been delayed 6 months, with Apple targeting a spring 2027 launch instead of fall 2026. Bloomberg, however, has more details on what exactly is going on with the iPhone Air 2. The report explains that the second generation iPhone Air hadn't actually been earmarked for 2026. This, in turn, negates the narrative that Apple delayed the device due to its sales numbers. The information's report suggested that the main reason for the delay was to give Apple more time to add a second camera to the device. Bloomberg, however, reports that the primary focus of the next iPhone Air will be the switch to a new 2-nanometer processor rather than any sort of structural updates. The chip will bring notable improvements to iPhone Air battery life and efficiency. Supply chain reports have largely corroborated that the forthcoming A20 chip will be built on TSMC's latest second-generation 2-nanometer process. Bloomberg is skeptical that adding a second rear camera for the iPhone Air 2 is plausible. The plateau on the iPhone Air is already crowded, housing both the current camera and most of the processor and other components for the device. Not to mention that due to space constraints, the iPhone Air's second camera would almost certainly be an ultra-wide lens. The main camera and the telephoto lens are the most popular iPhone lenses. Bloomberg says that Apple developed the iPhone Air believing that it would make up between 6 and 8% of new iPhone sales, which roughly mirrors the performance of the iPhone 16 Plus. And finally, Bloomberg reminds us that one reason the iPhone Air exists is to serve as a technology expertise and a prototype for next year's iPhone Fold. The foldable iPhone will use many of the same materials, miniaturization techniques, internal components, batteries, and software optimizations as the iPhone Air. So it's a way for Apple to perfect those technologies in the supply chain ahead of the iPhone Fold launching in 2027. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.